Mishnah Yomis for Thursday, the 27th day of Tishrei, Tavshin Pei Dalad. Masechta Moed Cotton, Perek Shlishi, Mishnah Tes, the last Mishnah of the Masechta. Barashi Chadoshim, V'chanukah V'purim, Ma'anos U'metapres. Our Mishnah here is contrasting Rosh Chodesh, Chanukah and Purim, which are of a lesser nature in terms of strictness of mourning compared to Chol HaMoed. Chol HaMoed, we learned in the previous Mishnah, the women are not allowed to even clap hands. They can just call out together in lamentation, but they can't clap their hands in dismay. And here our Mishnah tells us that on Rosh Chodesh and Chanukah and Purim, Ma'anos U'metapchos, they can both call out loudly, lamenting, and and metapchos, and they can clap in dismay. Some a further step which they could not do in Chol HaMoed. Vozeh uvozeh, but both Chol HaMoed and Rosh Chodesh Chanukah and Purim, loy mekananos, they cannot do the kina. Now the kina was a form of singing where one lady would sing loudly, as we'll soon see, and everyone would join in afterwards, after her. That could not be done even on Rosh Chodesh Chanukah and Purim. Nikbar hameis, what happens once the body has been buried? Loy ma'anos loy metapchos. Then there's no there's no calling out lamentation together, nor is there any clapping, even on Rosh Chodesh, Chanukah and Purim, and for sure not on Chol HaMoed. Ezeo inui. What is defined as inui? Which we said you can do on Chol HaMoed, while the body is still around before the burial, and certainly on Rosh Chodesh and Chanukah and Purim. This is Shekulon oinois ka'achas, where all the women call out lamenting together. Kina, what's kina? She'achas medaberes, one of them speaks, v'chulon oinois a'achareah, and all of them answer after her. How do you know that? Shenamar, v'la meidna b'nois echem nehi, teaching your daughters nehi to cry out, v'isha ruso kina, but a woman teaches her friend kina. That tells us that a woman teaches her friend to answer after her, that is kina. Aval, now the Mishnah continues and finishes off on a happy note. We don't want to never finish off on a sad note. Aval azid lo v'yo omer, but in the future, what does the Navi say in the book of Yeshayahu, Perek Hafei? Bila hamoves lanetzach, he swallows up death for eternity. Umacha Hashem alakim dimo malkapon v'gemer, and Hashem will wipe away the tears from all the faces. The Mishnah does this to finish off in a dover toiv, in a good thing, and a good note. Slick Masechta Tainis. That's the end of Masechta Tainis. And now we come to Masechta Chagiga. What is Chagiga all about? It says in the Torah that three times a year all your males shall be seen in front of Hashem your God in the place that He chooses. What are the three times? Chagamatzes, Chagashvus, Chagasukos. But in addition to appearing there, you cannot be seen empty hand. Lo yirois paneshem rekam. You have to bring a korban. What korban was this called? This was called a korban oilas re'ia. It's totally burnt. It's not eaten, but it's just being brought in honor of Hashem upon appearing at the Beis HaMikdash. This was only incumbent, again, upon males, adult males. It was a mitzvah also, in addition to the oilas re'ia, to bring on the first day of Yom Tov a korban of each Yom Tov, a korban shlomim, and that was known as Shalmei Chagiga, the Chagiga korban. This, of course, was eaten. And this mitzvah of Chagiga was, in addition to the mitzvah of Shalmei Chagiga, there was another mitzvah of another type of shlomim to bring on Yom Tov called Shalmei Simcha, shlomim of joy. And that's because it says V'samachta lifnei Hashem alkecha, and V'samachta b'chagecha. Simcha was defined as with meat, the korban shlomim. Our Masechta is going to talk in the first half about, or the first part of it, at least until the middle of Perek Beis, the mitzvah of re'ia, of being sighted at the regal, and the korbanos that we just mentioned, the korbanos oilas re'ia, the shalmei chagiga, and the shalmei simcha. The second part of the Masechta is going to talk about, the majority of the Masechta will be talking about Tumah and Tahara. Why Tumah and Tahara? Because in Yom Tov, everyone had to become Tahar because they're all coming up to Yerushalayim, to the Azorah, to the temple courtyard, eating meat of the Korbanos. So everyone had to be pure, and that's why the Mishnah deals now, or the Masechta will deal with, in the second part of the Masechta, laws of purity and impurity, or impurity and impurity. Masechta Chagiga, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Aleph. Our Mishnah talks about the mitzvah of Re'iyah on Yom Tov. Re'iyah means appearing, showing your face in the Azara and bringing a common Olas Re'iyah. Who is obligated in this mitzvah? Says the Mishnah. Hakol Chayovin Bore'iyah. Everyone is obligated in Re'iyah. The mitzvah of appearing at the Beis HaMikdash in the Azara three times a year and to bring the common Olas Re'iyah. Chutz, except for the following exceptions. Quite a few exceptions. Mecheresh, a person who is deaf. And that means not deaf and mute, even if he's deaf, but he can speak. Since he's deaf, he's exempt, because the Torah says, Laman Yishmo, in Mahakal, it says, in order that they should listen. Come to the Beis HaMikdash, hear the Kohen Gadol read it, or the Malach reading it, Laman Yishmo, to listen. So we exclude a person who can't hear. It's also, who else is excluded is an illayman, a person who's mute. Even the Mishnah doesn't say it, but the same law applies to a mute, the same exemption will apply. A person, even though he can hear, but he can't speak. How do we know that? Because it says, Laman Yilmadu, in order that they will learn, which the Gemara says, read it as Yilamdu, in order that they shall teach. You can't teach others if you cannot speak. Says the Mishnah further, in addition to the Cheresh, in addition to the deaf, and as we saw before, just the mute, also, Shoita, a retarded person, Vekotan, and a cotton. These are minor. These two groups are never chayv in mitzvahs. V'tumtum. Tumtum is a person who is blocked in his genitals. He has, or her genitals, there is no signs of a male or female genitals. V'androgynous, a person who has both female and male organs. V'noshim, and women are exempt. Because it says kol sechurcha, all your males. And because it says all your males, it only includes definite males, and a tumtum and androgynous are not included, therefore, in your males in schercha. V'avodim she'enam shechrarim. Who else are excluded? Avodim, servants, non-Jewish servants, that are not yet freed. They're Eved Kanani, they've accepted mitzvahs, and they have the same obligation in mitzvahs as a Jewish woman, a fully-fledged Jewish woman has. They are also exempt. Hachiger, and the reason they're exempt is because any mitzvah that a woman doesn't have, a Jewish woman doesn't have, neither do they. Hachiger. Chiger means a lame person, v'hasuma, a blind person, v'achoyla, a sick person, v'azokin, elderly, or misha'en yochal asbraglov, anyone who cannot go up by foot from Yerushalayim to the temple courtyard. If he can't walk from Jerusalem to the Azara, they are exempt. What's the reason? The reason is for the lame and the sick and the infirm and the old, is because it says three times a year and it's described as sholosh regolim. Torah doesn't use the word palmim times, it says regolim. Now the word regolim also has the word regal in it, indicating or hinting to the fact that who is obligated to come to these three times a year to the Beis HaMikdash if you can use your regal. So they're excluded. What about a person who's blind? Why are they excluded? Because it says bevoi chol Yisrael leira ois, when all the Jewish people come to be seen. And the Gemara says, not only do they come to be seen, but they came to see. They came to see the splendor of the Beis HaMikdash. This excludes a blind person. And even if he's only blind in one eye, doesn't have complete proper vision. Esau Cotton, what do we regard as a minor to be exempt, that the father is exempt of even chinuch, of even educating him to come to Riyah? Kol she'eino yochel lirkev al kasev shalaviv. If he cannot even ride on the shoulders of his father, he's too young for that. V'la'alos mishlam l'arbeis, and go up from Jerusalem up to the Temple Mount. If he can't do that, if he's too young for that, then he's exempt. But if he is old enough to be carried by the father on his shoulders, and to go up from Yerushalayim to the Temple Mount, even if that child couldn't walk by himself, nevertheless, the father, even with the help of his father, the father would still be chayv to be mechanachim, to educate him in this mitzvah, divrei Beis Shammai. So according to Beis Shammai, cotton means quite a very, very young age to be exempt. But if the father can carry him on his shoulders and take him from Yishlam to Rabbeis, he's obligated. What do Beis Hillel say? Beis Hillel Lemim, they say no. They say no. The Torah does not obligate children of that age to come up with their father on their shoulders. Kol she'eino yochel lechos b'yodo shaloviv. Any child who cannot hold the hand of his father, v'lalos mishlam Rabbeis, and walk up to Jerusalem, from Jerusalem to Rabbeis, the father is exempt from being mechanachim, from educating him. Shenamar, it says, Sholosh Regolim. It says, three Regolim. As we said before, not sholish pa'amim, but three regalim, three times, which also implies that you have to be able to walk by foot. Says Beis Hillel, just like a gadol, just like an adult who cannot walk by feet, by his feet, because he's old or because he's lame, so too a person, a young child, who is not old enough to walk by foot, is exempt from coming up to Riya, and the father does not even have an obligation to be mechanechim, to give him, to educate him in this.